A hostile crowd booed Republican Congressman Brian Stile at an in-person town hall meeting last night in Elkhorn. It's Friday, August 1st. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett in for Alex Crow. Coming up, a Madison photographer chronicles a pair of cranes who've adopted a gosling. And for our Wisconsin road trip series, WPR's own Joe Schultz tried surfing in the Malibu of the Midwest. Stay with us.
Your place for independent journalism with the best of NPR and WPR.
Wisconsin is expected to be one of the most competitive states in the general election.
What is your advice on what all of us should be talking about, issues that you think?
The environment is super important to me and preserving that.
We've really been working for reproductive freedoms, LGBTQ rights.
But I definitely do feel some of that lack of enthusiasm for my
Morning Edition and All Things Considered, weekdays on WPR News.
Republican Congressman Brian Stile faced a hostile crowd last night during his first town hall following President Donald Trump's broad spending and immigration bill. Rich Kramer has more from Elkhorn.
The Elkhorn High School auditorium erupted with boos and jeers through much of the town hall as Stile defended Republicans backing Trump's agenda. One of the attendees said she's been horrified by the president's treatment of immigrants and asked Stile about the morality of Trump's deportation raids. He prefaced his answer by laying blame on lax border security during former President Joe Biden's administration.
But what I view is the moral hazard created by the Biden administration by allowing the U.S.-Mexico border to remain unsecure.
At times, a smaller group of Stile's supporters shouted at the hecklers, telling them to shut up or let him speak. The in-person town hall stands in contrast to the virtual events held by Wisconsin's other Republican members of Congress. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Unhealthy air is blanketing Wisconsin as smoke spreads from wildfires burning in Canada. For much of the day yesterday, readings reported by IQ Air showed that Milwaukee had the worst air quality of any major city in the country. Those effects were felt by Natasha Prather. She's a barista who rode her bike to work yesterday at a coffee shop in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood.
Well, I leave my apartment windows open, so I woke up with like a sore throat and my lungs hurt and everything.
A statewide air quality warning remains in effect until noon today. During that time, Wisconsinites are advised to limit their time outdoors. That's especially true for those at higher risk, including children, the elderly, and people with heart and lung disease. A pair of sandhill cranes are delighting residents in Madison and beyond after adopting a Canada goose this spring. As Danielle Kading reports, a Madison wildlife photographer has been documenting what he calls a beautifully blended family.
Madison resident Alan Ginsberg has been watching the cranes since April. They laid a pair of eggs in a nest by a small pond on the city's west side. One hatched, but rains flooded the nest and forced the family to move elsewhere. They took over a nest belonging to a pair of Canada geese. But Ginsberg says it soon became clear that a goose egg remained behind when it hatched into a gosling.
All of a sudden, we had the rather strange sight here of a sandhill crane mother with two chicks here, one being a Canada gosling and the other one being a sandhill crane cull.
The birds remain together despite different foraging and parenting styles. While rare, the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo says several cases have been documented of the birds adopting geese. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin State Fair kicked off in West Allis yesterday. WPR caught up with some of the people who turned out for the first day and a few kids preparing to show their animals.
When you go on the table and that the judges tell you that you raised such a great rabbit and you might win your class, it's very rewarding knowing that you own this animal.
There's just so many things to eat and drink and pick from. You can try something different all the time.
About 3-4 a.m. when the sun is coming up and you're scrubbing animals in the morning, those are some of my best memories.
The horses, they're just beautiful animals, so I like to just see all the horses.
Just having fun and taking care of my animals and making sure they're happy.
I was petting cows and it was so cool because my mom loves cows. She wished she had a pet.
That was Lacey Langmeyer of Potosi, Jeff Sachs of Wauwatosa, Megan Salentine of Kewaunee County, Denise Willem of Green Bay, Mason Walker of Grand County, and 8-year-old Casey from Tennessee. After the break, the latest story in our Wisconsin road trip series brings us to the shores of Lake Michigan, where surfing diehards catch waves all year round. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Bridget Bowden with a story about surfing in Wisconsin. It's part of WPR's Wisconsin Road Trip series, which features pit stops across the state to explore some of the people, places, and things that make Wisconsin summers special.
Sheboygan brands itself as Wisconsin's Malibu of the Midwest for its popular freshwater surfing scene on Lake Michigan. Surfing is a year-round sport in the community, and WPR's Joe Schultz decided to try it himself.
Waves crash onto the beach at Deland Park in Sheboygan as Andrew Jacobs gives a surfing lesson.
My goal for any surf lesson is that by the end of our time, you are going to paddle in, pop up, and ride your first wave. That is our goal. Not everybody gets that goal, so don't get discouraged by it.
The person he's talking to is me. Sheboygan is the surfing capital of Wisconsin, and my editors forced me to try it myself. No spoilers, but it's not easy. We'll get back to that in a bit. Andrew owns EO Surf Shop in Sheboygan with his wife, Hannah. Before the lesson, they led a tour of the shop.
We kind of made the front of the shop, when you come through the door, really focused on those items that are for everybody, right? So that's going to be your hats, your clothing, your sweatshirts, your sandals.
Toward the back of the shop, surfboards are displayed along the wall to the left. Skateboards are to the right. The couple took over as owners of the shop in late 2022. But Sheboygan surf culture has a history that stretches back decades. Just ask Andrew.
It's recorded back, people surfing Lake Michigan back to the early 50s.
Sheboygan surfers began forming clubs by the 60s, and the community hosted an annual surfing competition from the late 80s through the early 2010s. Andrew and Hannah say they took over the shop a few years back to use it to help foster a sense of community. They've done so through youth skate camps, free community paddle events, and a thrift shop in the store's basement. Hannah says community events provide a space for people to connect and build relationships.
So that you do have a buddy, so you can get on that text thread of like five or six people that are like, hey, we're going out at this time, who's showing up?
Surfing is a year-round sport in Sheboygan. Andrew says one of the best times for it is actually in the middle of winter. The winter means bigger waves.
We're out there surfing in the blizzards and in the snowstorms and everything else. So this last year, the longest window I went without being in Lake Michigan was just shy of 2 weeks.
At the Jacobs' recently opened snack shack and rental location at Deland Park, it was warm and sunny as waves crashed on the beach.
We're looking at a very, very light north wind that's coming through.
That's where they gave me my first surfing lesson. I'm not exactly the most coordinated guy. I've skateboarded a little, but I always had to work very hard to be just average. Needless to say, I was a little daunted by the prospect of trying to stand up on a surfboard. And let me tell you, getting into a wetsuit isn't quite as easy as it sounds.
I got my feet through the bottom, and then I'm like pulling it up, and I'm like trying to stick an arm in, and I'm like, oh, the crotch is at my knees.
Soon after, Andrew walked me through the basics of where to place my feet on the board and how to stand up. He gave me a little bit of time to practice on the beach.
Paddle, paddle, put your arms underneath you, give space, push your chest up. Now pull your back foot in front.
Then we headed into the water. On my first few attempts, I fell almost immediately. After a few more unsuccessful tries, I balanced myself on the board for all of 3 seconds before I fell back in. That's about the best I did the whole day. Like Andrew says, surfing is hard. I swallowed at least a couple mouthfuls of lake water when I wiped out, but it's also rewarding. My producer captured my reaction when I got back to the beach.
It's way harder than it looks. The surfer bros make it look like you just kind of like ride it out and you're, it's, and I'm out of shape, the desk job, you know, but it's fun. And thank God it's not salt water.
Andrew was a patient teacher who knows how to push you outside your comfort zone. I'm glad I did it, but I'm not so sure I'll be joining him when he goes out in the next Wisconsin blizzard.
WPR's Joe Schultz brought us that story on surfing in Sheboygan. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.
In weather today, expect sunshine, but behind some wildfire smoke. Temperatures expected to reach in the upper 70s statewide. Tonight, expect clear and cool with some scattered fog possible. Low temperatures tonight are expected to reach in the upper 40s to the north and 50s to the south. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild. Expect the high to be in the mid-70s to near 80s. And then, of course, on Sunday, partly cloudy but still nice. Small chance of showers later that night. And the high is expected to reach 80 statewide. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett in for Alex Crow. Our producers today were John Davis and Deneen Smith. We'll talk to you again next week.